As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say? Let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Ike, I'm going to read a tweet to you verbatim that I didn't think I would ever read in my entire life.
Uh-oh.
It looks like it's a fake tweet, but I know it's a real tweet. Here is the tweet. Former NBA guard Michael Carter Williams will make his amateur boxing debut on May 29th in New York. Per Uprising Promotions, Carter Williams, the NBA Rookie of the Year in 2014, last played in the NBA in 2023. So Michael Carter Williams is going to box.
Yeah, that don't sound good.
He was a skinny dude.
Well, yeah, and you're tall.
Yes.
You know.
Now, if he was quick, he's got the reach to keep the guy away from him, right?
Punches can't be fast.
Can't
Move
be.
It slow.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I don't see this ending well for Michael Carter Williams.
I'd watch it.
Oh, for sure.
I'd pay-per-view.
Especially if I could see who it is he's fighting. He better not get in there with Jake Paul. I know that.
No.
Well, I'm sure he will. I mean, like, so what is this? Frank Gore, Le'Veon, Nate Robinson.
Yep.
All these guys turned to boxing?
I'd pay $19.95 to watch Michael Carter-Williams box.
Let me tell you who he better not get in there with.
Who?
That's from the same field as he. Darren Williams. Remember the old Utah Jazz?
Is he a boxer? Look,
now he's like a spark plug guy.
Too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now he's a different build.
Yeah.
He is compact.
Yes.
Darren Williams.
Yes. 6'4", solid.
Yeah.
Right?
He boxes?
I think so, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Underrated great guard of the 2000s.
Well, he was like the guy. It was him and Chris Paul at the
time. I just love Darren Williams.
Yeah, like him, Brandon Roy. Now, Roy was earlier.
Yep. He's a two guard. Yeah.
Career fizzled out.
But. Yes. Well, because of the knee.
Yeah.
But as soon as Darren Williams got traded to the Nets was when...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be there. He actually loved playing in Utah.
He did.
You don't get many people.
You don't get a lot of black guys love playing in Utah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yes. I was just wanted to say it out loud.
Yeah, it's okay. We're in the trust tree.
Yeah.
Is that him and AK-47? Were they the two guys?
Yes. Those teams, those are some good Utah teams.
And then AK-47 went to the Nets as well, and then we traded for AK-47, and he refused to come here because we told him we were going to release him, and we didn't do it.
Yep.
So he said that he wanted to stay with his pregnant wife, and he never showed up here. So, 215.
Well, you know it's bad when you want to stay with the pregnant wife.
Yeah.
No offense, I'm just saying.
I'm sure none taken.
AJ in West Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, AJ?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's up, AJ?
Man, look, y'all really had me going with that argument about the above average passer but below runner.
That was
on earlier. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, specifically now, what Elliot said, just so everyone, is he said he'd rather have a great runner who is an average passer as opposed to a great passer who is an average runner.
Now, I agree with you, Spike. In the NFL, anything that's an above average passer, these people paying money and their jobs on the line. But with programs, I think Elliot is correct.
With programs, you mean in college?
High school and college.
But
take the best athlete.
I agree. But we were he was talking about the perspective he was talking about was drafting a quarterback into the NFL. So he said for an NFL quarterback, and I just think that's crazy.
The personification of what he's talking about, Shedeur Sanders, average runner, above average passer. Jalen Milroe, below average thrower, or average thrower, above average runner. Sanders is going to get drafted first, so in that, you would be right, Spike.
Yeah.
But what Irie said, in college, look at the last two quarterbacks that took at the top. These guys could run. Ain't no more statues coming out of college. The programs is not getting statues.
It actually works against you now if you're a statue coming out of college.
Yeah. Now, what I would say is I don't disagree that running is a more – or being able to move is a more valuable mm-hmm. skill for a quarterback in the NFL today.
It's valuable, yeah.
But, he didn't even say statue. He said average runner. And to me, Joe Burrow is
better than an average runner.
Well, he's about right. I mean, if
Burrow's a good athlete,
yeah.
Sorry, didn't he have like a 50 or 60 yard touchdown run?
He's kind of like when younger Rodgers was like.
Yeah.
Now compared to the way athletes are in the NFL now, mm-hmm. I would classify him as that. You know, like compared to the other guys. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was a silly. My issue with Elliot is that he is basing everything around Jalen. And one of the excuses he made for it was, he said, well, if you're a runner, you can make up for the fact that you don't have a good offensive line or have good weapons. But that's not what's happening here. Like, I don't think Jalen's a good quarterback, but what he's doing here is not at the expense of, is not being done while he doesn't have a good offensive line or good weapons. So I didn't really understand why he was framing it that way.
Understand it. I do want to share something I did in college football or playing a game. But a statue quarterback, he's going to need a left tackle. He needs a number one receiver. He needs a complimentary running game. If you remember with Donovan McNabb or a guy that can throw and run, we can have below average receivers. Most running quarterbacks, you know who their tight end is because he's going to throw it to him. And you don't need a superstar back because you want to get 500 yards from the quarterback and supplement running yards from the running back. I started this back in the year 2000. With a running back named Kevin Jones from Virginia Tech, and he sucks. I put a running back at quarterback because their quarterbacks suck. And I would just run the option all day. But you notice a guy that could throw like Jalen Milroe that can't really throw, you could develop that. But for the statue, he's never developing them wheels. His speed is never going to no 80 or 90. So therefore, you're going to see more programs, which is going to trickle up to the NFL. These are going to be running quarterbacks that's coming out. We used to have this argument with Michael Vick versus Nick Foles before we won the Super Bowl.
Right.
People was hung up on the sides. I'll always take the running quarterback because I could design my offense. That statue, we ain't got many Peyton Manning's.
But AJ, when did Mike Vick become a true MVP candidate? When he could do what?
When he could throw.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just like, I feel like we're talking past
both.
Each other. Yes.
I think what Elliot is trying to say is that you don't have to be this guy that solely relies on throwing the football in order to win.
Yes, but that's not what he's saying. He could say, thank you for the call, AJ. He could say, hey, you could very easily say in the NFL now, man, I really want my quarterback to be able to move. That's more important than it used to be, mm-hmm. as opposed to saying that it is more important than being able to throw the ball.
Right.
And I just don't think it's more important than being able to throw the ball
as a
quarterback. Yeah, it's not. That's why
it's a quarterback. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. it's not.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Why don't we do this one again? Because we have the Phillies-Mets coming up tonight. What do you think the Phils will do this week against the Mets? The winner of the poll is Mets take 2 of 3 at 44.2, but right behind it is Phils take 2 of 3 at 38.7.
Would die for 2 of 3.
I would love 2 of 3.
Die for it.
Can you imagine they sweep them? I'm having a
0% chance.
Okay, sorry.
You know they win tonight, lose tomorrow. No, they win the first two and then lose the last one.
So we can't have fun the day afterwards.
Exactly. Well, what about, how does the Mets pitchers look that's going in this series?
They face Peterson on Wednesday against Wheeler. He's been really good. Tonight is McGill. McGill's been nasty, actually, yeah. And he kind of shoved against the Phillies.
Wow.
What?
Well, it sounds like not good.
And then they're pitching Canning tomorrow against Sanchez. They might have found something with Griffin Canning, but he's not going to wow you, but maybe they figured out something.
Okay.
They got a good GM there.
I love David Stearns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm jealous of the GM thing.
He's great.
Yeah.
He's great.
What do we have here?
Me.
Oh, you. Well, go ahead.
Yeah.
All right, fellas. So you've got hair. You've got hair and you've got hair. Glad Hair can help you keep it if you want them to. That's right. If you're losing it, don't worry. It's cool. They can help you out, too. The team at Glad Hair has been defending hairlines for over 30-plus years, and they've mastered the Glad Hair technique. Now, if you want more than just a treatment, if you want a one-on-one customized care, follow-up check-ins, and ongoing maintenance treatments for optimal results, then they've got you covered. It's the reason that they're Philadelphia's leading hair restoration destination. Give them a call, 610-980-4000, or visit gladhairmm.com.
215-592-9494. Tony in West Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Tone?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Tone?
You ran out of time on me Friday. I told you I'd be calling back with my top three picks for the Eagles.
You know
I do this every year. I live for the draft.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I got a birthday coming up Monday, and I hope they do it for me. But listen, although I love Denzel Burke and Jabbar Muhammad, I will go secondary, and I will have the best secondary in the league. I'm going with Benjamin Morrison, the cornerback out of Notre Dame. If you like the success Marvin Harrison and Zay Flowers have had so far in the NFL, then you would love Benjamin Morrison. He shut both of them down every time he faced them. Mm. And number two, I will go, you struck gold once in Iowa with Cooper DeJean. You go back and get Sebastian Castro. Big, strong physical safety, excellent vision, good ball skills. And finally, I end up with Jonas Sanker, the safety out of Florida. Everything you want in the safety, he comes up, he hits, he's a thief in the secondary. And I know a lot of people like Blankenship. He'll come up and stick you, but he gets lost in coverage. He doesn't have the speed. And I think these are day one starters. Jonas Sanker will quietly take Blankenship's spot. And I think with a forward of Quentin Mitchell, Benjamin Morrison, Sanker, and Sebastian Castro, you have one of the best secondaries in the league in 2 years.
I like it.
You like those picks, Ike?
I do.
I'm telling you, Ike, you know I do it every year, Ike.
You do?
Every year.
I live for this. But I'm telling you, man, sometimes you got to go with the hand you're dealt. And right now, you know, every year there's positions in the net, that come out in college that are higher than others. It's more deep, more depth. And right now, this year, it's the secondary and it's running back. So they can get the other pieces. But right now, you got a secondary that's going to be the best in 2 years. I guarantee you. You got to take these boys, man.
I like it.
Well, be exciting on Thursday night. Thank you for the call, Tony. Howie's always making moves.
I think people are going to be excited if they trade up.
Well, whoever we take at 32, we're going to be like, Howie did it again.
Well, by their luck in the draft of recent years, some stud's going to be there at 32.
Yeah. Well, to me, you're going in, tackle, corner. I don't think you go safety in the first round. I know we like Malachi Starks. I just don't think the Eagles go safety in the first round.
Well, they've already pretty much told you they don't, don't value that position.
Yeah, at least not to get them that high.
Right.
So I think they're going D-line or either corner.
Justin, Tennessee, you're on WIP.
What's happening, fellas? How we doing this fine Monday?
What's up, feller?
Justin, what's up, brother?
Oh, man, I just got off work. I'm sitting out here on the porch listening to Finish your show. Been a pretty good day. Day went by quick. So something hit me last week, and I wanted to call Thursday and Friday, but I couldn't. I was that busy man again. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But the top five that Jack done with, what's his name, Jolly?
Yes.
Going about Daryl Morey. Dude, y'all know who Frank the Tank is. That's who Jolly sounds like. Frank the Tank goes off on the Mets and the Dolphins and the Devils. That's who Jolly sounds like.
Jolly has a little Frank the Tank to him.
Yeah, when he gets fired up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, he was getting pissed dead off about him, man. So, I mean, yeah, that was pretty daggone funny. And the great, I wanted to call in on the great, y'all, man. Solid A.
I'll take it.
The only thing that don't get it A+ is Jack saying I ain't like a regular evening caller.
Right.
Caller.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Not an immediate text. He texted me saying, what did I do? Or something. Yeah. I knew exactly what he was talking about.
Yeah.
And again, like I try to explain to you, Justin, it was a compliment to how good of a caller you are, but also you could claim the morning show and you claim the amateur hour.
I don't
go
hear
birds.
Him on the morning show.
But I don't know.
I'll be honest. When I call the morning show, it's like during the season when I'm trying to maybe win tickets or like an autographed jersey.
That's fine. You're a grifter. Okay.
Yeah. They lure you with prizes.
I mean, hey, I got a. Jalen Hurts autographed mini football out of it. So, I mean, sue me, okay?
There you go.
That's fair.
Owen loved it. He tickled Owen to death when it come in.
Well, sell high, I mean, Justin.
Do what?
Sell high.
No. I gave it to Owen. Owen's a Jalen guy. Y'all know that.
I know.
But Spike, man, dude, I don't see how you didn't like the Sinners movie, man.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I just think it's a 3 of 5.
I own it as everybody else. Man, that was a dadgum real good movie. I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Well, because Spike saw everyone loved it and was like, you know what?
I wanted to see
contrary
it.
To,
no,
in the
I'm telling you, I will pay for you to see it. You tell me the first 70 minutes aren't boring.
Jack would not like Sinners.
The first 70 minutes is boring?
70 minutes is
Holy
boring.
Cow.
I heard Haley Steinfeld was great in it.
She was.
I'm telling you, look,
here's the last thing. Everybody in it acted well.
Okay.
The movie looks good and the movie sounds good. It is boring. The horror part of it looks like a Broadway show, and there's too much of it that doesn't make any sense.
Wow.
Besides that.
I really enjoyed it. But I also will be on Spike's side, like on my old job that I used to have. When I got off work at 3:30, I would go watch movies by myself all the time.
Yes.
It's just like a getaway. You can get away from all your worries and troubles.
Yep.
Shut your mind off, kick back, and enjoy the ride. So I love movies. So
especially if it's something you probably know the missus isn't going to want to see.
Yeah, sure. You go see it yourself.
This weekend, me and my wife, we're celebrating our 24th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Thank you, bud. Thank you. But we're going to go out and get something to eat. And
it's called a big dose of D.
Oh, no.
That's after the movie. But we're going to see
guys like to be stroked.
All right, Jack.
I'm looking forward to the accountant part two. But anyway, great show. Solid A all across the board, boys. I might come back here in a week or two and give you an A+ after I get my hurt feelings out of the way.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Justin.
You better come back after the draft Thursday to talk to us Friday.
Dude, I'm ready to talk.
Even YouTube comments.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Yeah. All right, Justin.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, I love y'all. I mean, we'll holler at you.
All right,
Justin. Love you, buddy.
You know, speaking of regular callers, and I'll address it with him next time he calls.
Great. Yeah.
Herb's got to chill out on calling the other shows.
Yeah, I agree.
He calls. It's okay if he calls other shows occasionally. It's like he calls a midday show like every day now.
Well, and they take him at like 150, which is rude.
Yeah, because it's right there.
Yeah.
It's just, look, Herb, you can call whatever shows you want. I give you 9 minutes to cook on this show. You want 9 minutes to cook on the afternoon show, you better have some allegiance to the afternoon show.
Yeah. Well, he does, though.
He does.
Sometimes, but sometimes he's working during our shift.
Hey, softy. Then he can't call that day.
Yeah, softy.
Yeah.
We got shoes for you. Harden up in there.
Yeah.
You guys don't understand how small it is.
I'm sorry, Donato in Norristown, you're on WIP.
That was a good drop.
Hello?
Hey.
What's up, bro? Donato.
What's up, man? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, so listen, my thing is, I'm just trying to bring it back to the Phillies.
Thank God,
right?
Yes.
Like, why would you let a guy like Hoffman just walk out the door? A right-handed power pitcher that was pretty much locked down in the seventh, eighth inning for you all year, and you just let him walk and basically say, okay, we're going to replace a guy like Hoffman with a second-year guy in Orion Kirkland.
Because they didn't think he was worth the money, and they had obviously this offseason had a very tight budget on what they could spend. And they didn't want to spend $10 million for a middle relief guy.
They don't give three-year deals to relievers.
Yeah. I thought Hoffman was really good, too, but it was a really expensive contract, and they didn't have the money this offseason.
But see, I don't think, unless you go out and make a move for you, they're, as is, this team would compete, but I don't think they're getting to a World Series with this bullpen. They're starting.
We didn't get to the World Series with last year's bullpen. We had Hoffman last year. We lost in the first round.
That's because your bats went ice cold.
Yeah, but he also choked, too.
Hoffman lost two of those games, basically.
Right, but so did the closer for Cleveland, who was the best closer in baseball all year and gave up a two-run home run to cost the Cleveland Indians or Cleveland Guardians the series.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I appreciate the call, then. Hoffman's good. I understand not wanting to pay $10 million a year for Hoffman. The question is, could they have gotten it done during the season less money?
Well, and the thing is, I mean, he's pitching great right now. Obviously, we'd love to have him. He did fail two physicals.
Yes.
You know, and relievers are usually so fickle. A guy pops and then falls off. 3 years is a pretty big commitment for a reliever.
A reliever who's had 1.5 really good years. That's
sure.
It. Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
What I miss most about being a kid is grilled cheese sandwiches. My butler used to make them with tons of butter and a pinch of gold leaf flakes. Chef's kiss. Spike in the studio.
Yeah, don't forget the truffle. Black truffle on there as well. What's next?
Do you like listening to two guys just name quarterbacks with seemingly no purpose? You probably don't because it's wildly boring. But if you do, join Spike Eskin and Elliot Shore Parks for the new Odyssey podcast, Above Average Thrower. Mike in Havertown.
I said if he was right to name other quarterbacks in the league that fit, who were top 10 quarterbacks. It's not true. What's next?
I can explain the salary cap better than either of you can explain whatever it is you were arguing about. Jake Rosenberg, after Spike and Elliot said a bunch of words.
Circular argument.
He wasn't answering.
I know, but at one point it was basically like, you're wrong. No, you're wrong. Well, I think you're wrong. It's my opinion.
Well, he didn't have any evidence. He said his only evidence.
Well, and he said he changed what he said on the podcast versus what he said on the air today.
Well, he kept changing it. Yes. What he said on the podcast was very clearly, I would rather have a quarterback who is great at running and average at throwing than a quarterback who is great at throwing and average at running.
And at some point, he realized how silly that was.
Right. And so he pivoted.
Yeah.
When he's talking to himself, it's fine.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
And then when people start responding to it, like, what? Yeah. What'd you say?
Maybe it's just unfair of me to bring up Elliot's Go Bird stakes on the air.
No. Okay. Absolutely not. I'll keep kidding.
It's fair game.
Okay, all right. I'll keep listening then. Beware, Elliot. I'm listening every day. What's next?
I remember when Ike and I were with some girls squirting water guns and eating some ice cream. Tornado Shapiro.
Oh, it's just...
That was weak.
Yeah. Thought I was going to go.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Work with what I got.
Yep, for sure. What's next?
Mommy, I told the new guy that the ice cream truck only comes around because of me. And he told me that he does 250 push-ups a day. I guess we're both liars.
That kid across the street from Spike's new house.
I believe the kid. Hold on.
Pets line.
I believe the kid. He said it wasn't turning. The ice cream truck was turning away from our street. He chased them down. He said, please come down this street. And the ice cream truck comes down that street. I believe him. And so he's being honest, and I'm being honest about the push-ups.
Listen.
I'm 50 short today.
The kid is flat out lying, but that's okay. You're being a good neighbor by believing him.
Yes.
So no, you did the right thing.
Okay.
Yes, believe right. The kid. He wants to feel like the big man in the neighborhood. Yeah. I get the ice cream truck coming through.
Little does he know, the ice cream's not even vegan. I can't eat it anyway. What am I going to do with the ice cream?
That is terrible.
Yeah.
You have to have vegan ice cream, really?
Well, I can't have dairy. No, I could have a popsicle. I could have the rocket,
like a rocket
popsicle. Yeah,
but
yeah.
You can't have ice cream.
Not the ice cream that's in the ice cream truck. Wow. No. Yeah. No dairy.
Man. The more I learn about being a vegan, the further I get away from being a vegan.
If it comes from an animal,
right?
I can't have it. Can't even have honey.
It comes from an animal.
Yeah. Can't even have honey.
Why can't you have honey?
It's the bees.
Yeah, but they naturally do produce honey.
They do, but it's not naturally stolen from them. And also, just real quick, and I promise I won't continue
this. High horse, yep.
No, not high horse.
High horse is Spike Eskin.
But do you know how they keep the bees there to do it? They cut the wings off the queen bee so it doesn't leave, so the bees continue to produce honey there.
Yeah, well, they're bees. Whatever. I mean, it's fine.
If you can do it.
Well, I'm sure some places are different than others.
Well.
I mean, there's some cruel places, I'm sure.
It's not for you is the real.
You can get raw honey. You know, it'll be fine.
You can.
You're
not stopping me from using honey.
Yeah, either you care about it or you don't.
Bees, some animals I feel bad.
We get it with some animals, bees.
But I get it.
Is it bee an animal or an insect?
It's an insect. I didn't start off.
There's a difference, isn't it?
Yes, I didn't start off as the honey thing. It started off, I even ate fish and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's gotten more extreme as
I've gone.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Everyone sees it.
You get the propaganda emails. The PETA emails.
Yeah.
What the hell am I supposed to do?
You want
to
see what level can I get to
now,
next?
Yeah. Have you gotten to the point where you won't even call it a bullpen anymore? You'll call it an arm barn?
No.
PETA wants that changed, too.
No, PETA, well, PETA goes over the educational.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thank him for it, but that's not me.
You're going to still call it a bullpen?
Yeah, I still call it a bullpen.
Okay, good.
Meanwhile, you wear leather shoes, don't you?
No.
No?
He doesn't wear leather shoes.
No, absolutely not.
No.
Come on, man. Do you think if there's anyone that we know that would do as hardcore as that?
No.
It's
I have two leather belts, but I have them from before I was vegan, so.
So now it counts.
Well, what am I supposed to do? I'm disrespecting the owl and the animal by throwing it away.
Okay.
Once, 19 years old.
No, it's just interesting. Sometimes you
I do
the
not
rules.
Wear leather shoes.
Unless it's a medical condition, I'll never be a vegan. I can't even wear leather shoes. I can't wear a leather belt.
Well, you can do. You can make whatever rules you want.
No, I have you calling me out like, hey, you know that's an animal.
No, I don't call anybody out unless they call me out. That's the one thing you can say about me. I don't walk around pointing fingers. It's when people start going, oh, you're eating like a rabbit again. I'm like, oh, okay, murderer. That's...
Yeah,
I get pushed.
That's enough to make me stop saying like a rabbit again.
Jack, are you doing Lean Off?
Hell yeah.
All right.
Oh, he's working
finally.
On a Monday.
Wow.
Finally. I don't have to listen to other people's baseball opinions.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Leading Off is next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.